Today's shiur is in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, nine lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the second word on the line, V'yomer Rava. In yesterday's shiur, we learned the Mishnah, where we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said that Ein Ogdin Mesalul of El B'minoy, that one can only use the same min as one of the three minim, the lulav, the hadas, or the arava, in order to bind those three minim together. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Meir said, afilu b'chut b'mashichi, even a linen thread could be used to do this mitzvah of agad. Rava told us in the Gemara that according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, one could use even sieve or ikra dedikla, which is ivy, or the bark of the palm tree could be used for the binding according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rava explained the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that lulav is tzorech agad, there's a mitzvah to bind the lulav together, the three minim together, and the e maisei mino achrinam, if one would use another min, have a chamisha mine, then together with the esrig, and the other three minim, plus the item which you're using to tie up the three minim together, there would be a total of five minim. And as Rashi told us in the third wide line at the bottom of the Amud, the oiver mishum bal toisev, there would be an isser of bal toisev of adding to the mitzvah, since one really should only use four minim, and here he is using five minim. The Gemara earlier in the Masechta told us that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is not because he holds you need hadar, and this can be proven, as the Gemara proved, from the fact that Rava said that even sieve or ikra dedikla can be used, which do not look like the lulav itself, and if the reason would be because of hadar, this certainly would not be a hiddur to wrap it in sieve or ikra dedikla. The reason must be because, as Rava said, that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a mitzvah to be ma'aged the minim together, and therefore, if there's a mitzvah to wrap them together and one uses another min, then it's an isser of bal taisa, but it has nothing to do with hadar. And now we will begin the sugya, and Rava will give us a proof that, in fact, sieve, ivy, or ikra dedikla is considered not a separate min, where one would be oivron bal toisev, but rather it's considered part and parcel of the lulav, and therefore there is no bal toisev. Begins the Gemara, v'yomer Rava, minoa minola, from where can I prove to you the sieve, the ikra dedikla, mina de lulavahu? Where can I prove that the ivy and the bark of the tree is considered part of the lulav itself, and therefore there's no problem of bal toisev? The sanya we learned in a brisa. The Rav is going to bring a proof from the halacha by schach to the halacha here in our Mishnah and Gemara concerning the lulav and the other minim. It says in the Torah, bas sukkah teshvu, so Rav Meir Shita is, sukkah shall call dover, that the schach that is covering the sukkah can be made from any material. Divrei Rav Meir. Of course, Rav Meir, as the Meforshim explained, is of the opinion that the item that is being used for schach must be gedule karka, must grow from the ground, and not be mekabel tuma, and also it cannot be mechubber, attached to the ground. Those requirements Rav Meir agrees. However, Rav Meir does not need any specific plant, for example, anything that will suffice to cover these requirements, gedule karka, ena mekabel tuma, and not mechubber, this is kosher for the schach. Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, ein sukkah, the schach for the sukkah, ein sukkah neheges, ela bedalad minim shebelulav. It is only acceptable with the four minim that are kosher by the lulav. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I will bring you a kal v'chomer to prove my point. V'hadin noisim. This can be learnt out through the method of kal v'chomer, and which goes as follows: Uma lulav she'ein noyig b'leilos could be yamin, ein noyig elaba arba minim. We're going to learn further in the Masechta that lulav is only a mitzvah to take it in the daytime and not at night. And yet the halacha is lulav, which has this kula, that it's only taken during the day, yet it has the chumra that you can only use one of the four minim. Sukkah shenehegis belelois kibiyamim. Sukkah, which has the chumra that it is a constant mitzvah during sukkahs in the nighttime as well as the daytime, einoy din shaloi tehei alabar bo minim. And as Rashi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph tells us, on the top of the Yom of the second line, five words before the end of the line, the Kal v'chomer goes as follows: Ma lulav hakal she'ein anoig b'laz kaviyam yesh v'chomer ze she'ein anoig ala b'dal minim sukkah chamurish and hagis v'layla certainly would have that din. So now there's the Kal v'chomer is based that since we find a kula by lulav that it's only the day and not at night, and yet it has the chumra that you can only use one of the dal minim. So certainly sukkah, which has a tzad chomer that it's in the day and the night the mitzvah is noyeg, certainly you can only use for schach one of the dalad minim. Amru loy, they answered Rabbi Yehuda's Kal v'chomer and said that what you're saying is not correct. Why? Because kol din shatadon tchilase lahachmer v'soife lahakol einoy din. Let us see the last Rashi here on Amud Beis. Divri amaskel amru loy, says Rashi, Kal v'chomer sh'atam maskel lidrish al yedei chomer sh'yesh boi lohavi loy chomer acher b'kal v'chomer min hakal, a chumra that you want to learn out another chumra by means of a kal v'chomer from the easier halacha kigon zeh, like this case, you want to learn out sukkah, which is chomer, from lulav, which is kal, and therefore you want to have sukkah only have dalad minim. But v'soifah sh'ata make lulav b'chomer zeh sh'aveh suboi shehu nepach lahakol ein of a kal v'chomer. But if at the end of the day the chumra that you want to establish by the mitzvah which is chamura turns out into a kula, that's not considered a bona fide kal v'chomer. Ein a kal v'chomer hagen sharei hadin melamed alav chomer v'atamevi alav kal. By making this kal v'chomer, ultimately you're going to come out to a kula. And what is that kula? Begins the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Loi matza arbas minim. If he doesn't find one of the arba minim to use as schach, yehi yoshev ubatel, he's not going to have a sukkah. Va'tayra amr besukkas teishu shivas yamim. The Torah says you should sit in the sukkah. So by forcing him to only have a limited access to four minim, it's very possible that he will not find schach or enough schach from the arba minim, and he won't be able to have a kosher sukkah. So it'll come out your whole chumra leads to a kula that he won't be mekayim the mitzvah, and the Torah wants him to be mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, Rab Meir argues on Rab Yudin, and Rab Meir says sukkah shall kol dover. We have to say that your kal v'chomer is not legitimate because ultimately it's going to end up to a kula, and therefore we have to say that any substance which is not mekabel tuma and grows from the ground, it's not mechubar to the ground, is kosher for schach, and I am not limited, says Rab Meir, to one of the arba minim. And the Gemara continues v'chein be'ezra, and so we find a pasuk in Ezra, chen be'ezra oimer, and actually the Gilyon HaShas refers you to what he has said earlier on Daf Yud Beis, where I had the schus to say the Daf as well, and there we spoke in some length that Rashi, whenever a pasuk is quoted from Nechemya, this pasuk that the Gemara is now going to quote is actually from Nechemya Periches Pasuk Tezvav, and Rashi very often, as he does on Daf Yud Beis, says pasuk be'ezra. It's a pasuk in Ezra, because as we explained there, and that's what Rav Kiva Eger is trying to explain, that actually the sefer that we have, which is divided into two parts, Ezra and Nechemya, is really all one big sefer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in fact, tells us a reason why Nechemya was not zocha to have his name listed as one of the sifrei Tanakh. But in fact, it's all together one big sefer of Ezra, and therefore the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Yud Beis points out our Gemara here on Daf Lamed Zayin that it's not only Rashi in Chumash and in Daf Yud Beis that says this fact, but it's the very Gemara itself that says V'chein be'Ezra. This pasuk in the Nechemya is really in sefer Ezra. And we have to say that the separation of Ezra and Nehemiah into two swarms is not from a Jewish source. This is something that came from outside Jewish sources. And according to Chazal, Ezra and Nehemiah, as we see in our Gemara right here, are all considered part of one big sefer called Ezra. V'chein be'Ezra. And so we find in Sefer Ezra, V'chein be'Ezra Oimer, it says, Nehemiah told them, Tzuhu Ahar, go out to the mountain, Ve'viu and bring Ali Zayas olive leaves, Ve'ali Eit Shemen, and pine needles, or others explain as old olive trees that have oil in it, the leaves of those trees, Ve'ali Hadas, and the leaves of Hadasim, of myrtles, Va'ali Tamorim, and the palm leaves, Va'ali Eitz Aves, and again, myrtle leaves, and the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Beis explained that Ale Hadas was Hadas Shoita. This is for those Hadasim that are not Mishuloshim, that do not have three leaves coming from one area, the exact same area on the branch, and Ale Eitz Aves is not like the Ali Hadas. The Ali Hadas is two and one. It's not all three coming together, but Ali Eitz Aves, that is all three Mishuloshim. So the Nehemiah was telling Klal Yisrael, bring the Ali Hadas that will be used for the Schach, and bring the Ali Eitz Aves that will be used for the actual mitzvah of the Dalet Minim. But the Pasuk continues. As the Masorah Shas points out here, not v'asu, but lasos sukkos kakosuv, that they should make sukkos as it is written in the Torah. So Nehemiah was telling them to take these various substances and to use it for schach. We're going to learn the next line and a half, which the Gra tells us is we are not goris, but let us first see what the girsa is in our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Hani l'defalnix. In other words, according to the Girsa in our Gemara, the Gemara is trying to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda is going to answer the question. What was the question here? The question was that Einach Nami, we find Nehemiah mentioning the Dalet Minim, or some of the Dalet Minim, but he also mentions other things. He mentions Ali Zayas and Ali Eit Shemen. And you see that those were permissible for Schach. So L'chaira, it is a question on Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that you can only use Schach, which comes from the Dalet Minim? Nehemiah told them to bring Ali Zayas and Ali Eit Shemen, which are not from the Dalet Minim. On that, the Gemara, according to our Girsa, answers Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Hani L'defanois, those were used for the walls. Einach Nami, they're kosher for the walls of the sukkah, but they are not kosher for the schach according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And what Nehemiah continued to say, Ali Hadas, Ali Tamorim, Ali Eitz Aves, that is l'schach. At least according to this Gemara, we mentioned before that the Gemara says Ali Eitz Aves, in fact, was used for the actual Arba Minim of the Lulav. But the Gemara here, according to our Girsa, is saying that these three Ali Hadas, Ali Tamorim, Ali Eitz Aves are being used for schach. So there was a question on Rabbi Yehuda, according to our Girsa, and Rabbi Yehuda responded that the first two are not used for schach, they are used for defanois. It's only the last three that are used for schach. The Gra here in Ois Aleph tells us that this last line and a half, starting from Rabbi Yehuda Sover until the word l'schach, is we are not goyreset. And if you look in the Masorah Hashas, Ois Beis, he says, and I quote, "V'yeshnu schar shaloi ha'yakasul l'fneim hach Rabbi Yehuda adla defanois u'kemoi sheheyid hachacham azulai." Apparently, this is the chida. The sefer Simchas Haregel shematza came b'shas shalchlaf. He found this in a shas written on parchment. U'bazeh asi shaper toisus divri amaskel ve'viu. What is he referring to? The toisus. The first whole Tosfos on our daf, Divrei Maskil Ve'viu, Tosfos says, Rabbi Yehuda have mukulei litfanois. Rabbi Yehuda would answer this question by saying that these are kosher for the walls of the sukkah. So obviously, Tosfos did not have the girsa the way we have it in our Gemara. Tosfos had the girsa like the Gra, that these words are not written in the Gemara, and that's why Tosfos on his own was saying, you know how Rabbi Yehuda will answer this question? He'll say it's referring to the defanois. Continues the Gemara. We're still trying to bring a proof going in the Shita of Rav Meir that Rava is trying to bring a proof on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, as we began today's shir, Mino Amino La De Siv Ve'ikra De Dikla Mina De Lulavu. How do I know that bark and ivy are all considered part of a lulav? They're considered b'minoi, and there's no problem of baltoisiv. Utnan, we learned in a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, the Masechta b'Nesorim, that if you have a piece of wood which is three tvachim wide, one can use that, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one can use that for schach. And what does the Nesorim come from? It comes from the trunk of a tree. And as the Mephorshim say, if the trunk of the tree is good, which means the bark of the tree, and from that I'm taking my piece of wood, the Neser, that Rabbi Yehuda says is kosher, hu adin, we will say the sieve is good. Alma, now comes Rav's Raya, sieve ve'ikra d'dikla, mina d'lulavahu. It's considered part of the lulav. As Rashi explains, that if the ikra d'dikla, the main trunk of the tree, where the wood is coming from, where the bark is coming from, if that would not be considered one of the minim, then Rabbi Yehuda would say it would be possible for schach, because we learned the kal v'chomer. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that the dalad minim are the only things that you could use for schach? He learns it a kal v'chomer from lulav. So if I see that Nesorim are kosher, which means that Ikra D'Dikla and the sieve is kosher by Schach, which is learned from Lulav, so that's a proof that by Lulav itself, that's Rav's proof, that's a proof that by Lulav itself, Alma Siv Ikra D'Dikla Mina D'Lulavahu, this is considered part of the Lulav, Shema Mina. So just to quickly review, in the middle of this proof, we had a back and forth between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir was trying to bring a raya from the pasuk in Ezra that Ali Zayas and Ali Eitz Shemen are kosher, and you don't need dalad minim for schach. On that, Rav Yehuda said, no, those were only good for the fanois, and the other minim were being used for the schach. And then Rav brought a proof that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you can use Nesorim, which comes from the trunk of the tree. That's a raya that it's good by schach, which is learned from lulav, and if so, by lulav itself, it's considered mina. This is Rav's raya that there's no problem with using these items to do the igud on the minim. Shema mina, this is the proof. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, umi amar Rabbi Yehuda arbas minin ein in midiach ben aloi. Did then Rabbi Yehuda say that the only thing you could use for schach are the four minim and nothing else? What tanya we learned in a brisa, sichicha ben esorim shel eres, if he used planks of wood which come from a cedar tree, sheyesh mem dal tvachim, and they're four tvachim wide, divrei akol psula, everybody would hold in that case, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would hold it's possible, ein mem dal tvachim. If they're between three and four tvachim, they're not a full four tvachim. Here we have a machlokas, Rav Meir posel, Rav Yehuda machshir. Rav Meir says it's posel, Rav Yehuda says it is kosher. And then the brisa continues, umoide Rav Meir, she'im yesh bein nesel and neser kamoi neser. If there's a space between one neser, one board and the other, the same width of a neser. In fact, the Gemara earlier in the Masechta says it's a little bigger, so that you have roiv of the kosher schach, shemeniach pesel b'neim, you can put the psoilas garen v'yakev, which we learned earlier in the Masechta, is kosher, these plant substances, which are kosher for schach, can be put in between each plank, ukshera, and then it's kosher, even according to Rav Meir will be moided. So this Gemara is going, we had a machloikis early in the Masechta between Rav and Shmuel. This Gemara is going according to Shita Shmuel, that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is when it's less than Dalat Tvachim. However, if it's Dalat Tvachim, everybody hold Pasul. However, the Shita of Rav was just the opposite, that the machlokas is when it's Dalat Tvachim. and everybody would be mited that less than Dal Tvachim, it is kosher. So according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda would be machshir even if it was Dal Tvachim. According to our Gemara here, which is going according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda is only machshir less than Dal Tvachim. But if it's Dal Tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda is mited that it's possible. The question of our Gemara is, according to Shmuel, where Rabbi Yehuda is machshir when it's less than Dal Tvachim, but what is it made out of? The reason Dal Tvachim or less than Dal Tvachim, this whole question was dealt with earlier in the Masechta. But what's Negeya to our Sugya right here, we see what can the substance be made out of? Erez. Erez is cedar. You, Rabbi Yehuda, supposedly hold that you can only use Schach made from the Dal Dminim. Erez, cedar, is not one of the Dal Dminim. How could Rabbi Yehuda hold that a board less than Dal Tvachim is good when it's made out of Erez? The Gemara answers, my Erez Hadas. What does Erez actually mean? It means Hadas. Kidur Rabba Barav Huna. As Rabba Rav Huna said, Amar Rabba Rav Huna, Amar Bei Rav. They said in the base of Medrash of Rav, Asorah Mini Arazim Hain. There are actually, we find in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that there are 10 different types of Arazim. Shenamar, the Pasuk says there, in Perik Memalef Pasuk Yutes, Etain Bamidbor Erez Shita Vahadas. And it goes on to elaborate other minim. And one of the minim, these are all different types of arazim, and one of those arazim is called hadas. So we see a hadas is referred to, belongs in the cedar family, and therefore the Gemara is saying, when it says, Sicha ben Asarim shel Erez, Rabbi Yehuda is machshir, he means taka hadas, because according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, one can only use one of the dal minim for schach, the same thing one has to use for the thing that he's doing, the igud, only one of the dal minim, and we rather proof from our whole sugya that siv and ikra didikla is considered part of the min of lulav. It's not considered a fifth min, and one therefore is not oiver on Baal Taisif. Continues the Gemara. Rav Meir Oimer Afilu B'Meshicha. Rav Meir said in our Mishnah that even chut b'Meshicha, even a linen thread, is kosher to use as agad. Lahalacha, we passing like Rav Meir, who disagrees with Rav Yehuda. He holds a lulav is ein sarach agad, and the only reason that you would bind it up is a mitzvah l'chatchila because of zekeli vamvei, wasno l'fon of the mitzvahs of hiddur mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be ma'aged, and therefore Rameir Sheet is, you are yachol la'aged b'chol dover, you can use anything to be ma'aged, and this is the halach in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Tov Reish Nun Aleph Sif Yud Beis, it says over there that that in fact, not only ein tzarich la'aged, but if somebody actually took B'dievet, they took the four minim one after the other. They didn't hold it together at all. Not only wasn't it tied together, but it wasn't even held together at one time, it would B'dievet still be kosher, because we do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda that tzarech la'aged. Tanya, we learned in a brayse, Amar Rav Meir. It's similar to what we had in our Mishnah. The Kappos Torah points out this brayse is going to have two differences from our Mishnah. Amar Rav Meir, Maisa B'Yikiri Yerushalayim. Here is the first difference from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says Maisa B'Anshei Yerushalayim, and here it's Yikiri Yerushalayim, which Rashi explains means Min Nichbadi Yerushalayim, from the Chasheva people in Yerushalayim, Ho Ashirim, the rich ones. What did they do? Shaya Oigdim Esulvan B'Gimuni Yishal Zav. They used to bind their lulavim together with fibers made out of gold. Amru loy, so l'chayra, Rav Meir was trying to bring a proof that you can do the igud with any substance. Amru loy, they said to him, Misham raya, that's where you're bringing a proof from. The minoy hayogin oisay milmata. They actually, underneath the gold, they used to tie it up with the regular min, and therefore, in fact, this Rabbi Yehuda says, this is not a proof to you. In fact, what they really did is what I said, that you have to use the min of the three minim that are being tied together. One of those minim have to be used for the igud. So the second difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa although we had the exact same story in the Mishnah, is the words Misham Raya. In the Mishnah, you do not have these words. The Kabbalist Morim points out, and here in the Brisa, which the Gemara brings, we do have the words Misham Raya. What does Misham Raya come to teach us, says the Kabbalist Morim? That in the Mishnah, the Mishnah was suggesting that perhaps it wasn't Betarvis Vadai that Bemino Haya Oignoi Semel Mata. But here in the Brisa, they're saying emphatically, Misham Raya, that's where you're trying to bring a proof from. In reality, it was just the opposite. Beminoi Hayu Oignoi Semel Mata. We saw that underneath the gold fibers, there was actually the same min. And Farker, this is a proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why, says the Kabbalist Morim, does the Brisa mention that this happened with Yekirei Yerushalayim? The Kabbalist Morim answers, to tell you a chiddush, I might have thought that we can't bring a proof from the rich people in Yerushalayim because the plain people, according to the Brisa, did not do this. And maybe we would think that the Yekirei Yerushalayim did Shalai Kalacha. So therefore, he teaches you, no, we can bring a proof from Yekirei Yerushalayim. Number one, that the Yekirei Yerushalayim did Kalacha also. And number two, if they would not do Kalacha, the Chachamim would be Moche, and would make sure to get them back on track, and not be afraid of the fact that they are in fact wealthy and people of power, which is a lesson for all Rabbanim. They would be Moche, and therefore if we see a custom that is done by Yekirei Yerushalayim, this indicates that they were doing Kehalacha, and that is why Rav Meir thought there would be a good proof from the Yekirei Yerushalayim to his Shita that you could do the Igud with any substance. And that attribute answered that Fakert, in fact, the reality was that Bemino Hayognoisai Milmata, and there's no proof from over there. Continues the Gemara. Before we go on to the Gemara, let us look at the Rashi, which is approximately a third way down in the Amid, where Rashi says, "Bemina agnoi semel mata nimtza agad ha'elyon lenoi ba'alma." So the top, Rashi's learning that underneath they used to tie it up bemina, and on top of that there was a gold covering to that. V'loy lahachshir mitzvah. It was not done for the performance of to be machshir the mitzvah. It was not done as a preparation for the mitzvah. Lefikach eina toisef is lavar al bal toisef. Therefore, according to this shita, that the lamata was beminoi and only lamala was gold, the gold, Rashi is saying, would not be a problem with bal toisef. And l'chayr, we can understand this Rashi based on what Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down pshat in the Rush, where the Rush uses similar words to Rashi, and the way the Rabbi Kiva Eger explains the Rush is based on a run in Rosh Hashanah in the sugya of mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, where the run says that if someone had Kavana lehepach, then everybody's maida that he's not yotze. The machlokas is whether by a mitzvah deraisa one needs kavana, or even without kavana one can be yotze to mitzvah. But everyone agrees, says the run, that if a person does a mitzvah, he takes a lulav and esrei, and he has beferish kavana, I do not want to be yotze to mitzvah with this netilas lulav, then he in fact is not Mekayim the mitzvah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, just like the Ran teaches us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that one would not fulfill the mitzvah with a kavana lehepach, with an opposite kavana, not to be yotzer the mitzvah. So le'inyan bal toisev, the Rush, which Rabbi Kiva Eger is explaining, and l'chayre, that's the same shot here in the Rashi, that since a person has kavana lehepach, I only want it for the hitter mitzvah. I don't want it for the one of the dalad minim. I don't want to add on. If I don't want to have it part of the mitzvah, I'm just beautifying the mitzvah. So therefore, one would not be over on bal toisev. Bal toisev, one could only be over if I have kavana that this should be part of the mitzvah. Here, I don't have kavana; it should be part of the mitzvah. We're not going because lulav tzorch agad and it's part of the mitzvah. I'm going because of a hiddur, which is not part of the mitzvah. So therefore, it's like kavana lehapach. I don't want it to be part of the mitzvah, and therefore, just like the Ran Rosh Hashanah says, I'm not mekayem a mitzvah here, I would not be doing something to be mosav in the mitzvah, and therefore I'm not over on Baal Tosef. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going to have several machlokas between Rabba and Rava concerning the mitzvah of lulav. Amar lahu Rabba lahanu megadli hoshana the Bei Reish Galusa. Rabba said to those who were megadli hoshana, let us analyze these two words. So megadli, Rashi explains, is people who bound up the lulavin, and Rashi says that this is the lashon hashas, anyone who's doing something. The last words of Rashi, Divri Amaskel Megadli Hoshana, Hol Amadata, this teaches you, Shapirish Lashon Zeh, what does this word Megadli mean? Lashon Asiyah V'Tikun, people who are doing something, who are fixing something, and in our case, they're binding up the Hoshana. What is the Hoshana? I did not see this inside, but I heard me Pia Shemua, that the Maril says in our Masechta, that where the word Hoshana is used, it is referring to the bunch of minim together. It's not referring only to the aravis, which is referred to as a hishana, but when we speak about, like in our Gemara, those who bind up the hishana, it means the three minim of the lulav, the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravis that are bound together. So Rabba said, and why is it called? Interesting, the Maril says, why in fact is it called? Why is the lulav with the hadasim and aravis called hoshana? Because since when one says during sukkahs the hoshanas, one is holding the lulav, therefore the whole lulav is called by the name hoshana. But really it refers to the three minim together. So megadle hoshana, those who bind up the lulav with the other two minim of aravis and hadasim. And they're doing it as part of the household of the head of the exile, the Reish Galusa. Ki gad liso ishana, the Bei Reish Galusa. When you in fact bind up that lulav with the other two minim in the house of the Reish Galusa, shairi bei beisiyat, at the bottom, leave over a section where there is nothing to cause a chatzitza, a separation, between the hand of the person who's going to be fulfilling the mitzvah with the lulav and the lulav itself. As Rashi explains a few lines up, Shiyare Shairi Bei Beisiyad, says Rashi, Mitachas Laget, under, lower than the place where you bound it up, Shalai Kechene B'Makam Agdoi, he should not hold it in the place where it's bound to the lulav. The kasaver, because Rab is of the opinion, ain ha'eged min ha'mitzvah, that binding it up is not a chelik of the mitzvah, k'rabbonin da amri ain tzarech aged, not like Rabbi Yehuda who says lulav tzarech aged, but he holds like the rabbonin that say lulav ain tzarech aged. If, in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav tzarech aged, that's part of the parcel of the mitzvah, therefore if I hold it, that would not be considered a problem of a chatzitz, of a separation between my hand and the lulav, because the agad, that which is binding the minim together, is considered part and parcel of the mitzvah, and therefore there's no chatzitz and no separation. But since Rabba holds that, like the Rabban, the lulav ain't tzarech agad, so if I were, I'm only doing it because of the beauty, because of hiddur, that's why there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to do it. And hiddur, he says, is not considered part of the mitzvah. If it's not considered part of the mitzvah, then there will be a chatzitza. Therefore, you have to leave an area at the bottom of the lulav where my hand can grab it directly and not hold on to the igud. Kehechi deloy tehevi chatzitza, it should not be chatzitza. But Rava, Amar Rava, disagrees. And here we have the first machlok is Rabin Rava. And he says that even if you're putting on the igud because of beauty, anything that you're doing for beauty, Rav is of the opinion that the beauty is a part and parcel of the mitzvah. So just like if I hold lulav tzorech agad, there's no chatzitz, it's part of the mitzvah. So the beauty of a mitzvah is also considered part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, and therefore it is not considered a chatzitza. Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Kehechi Lo Levi Chatzitza says, Dekasover Rabba Min Bemina Chaitzitz. Rabba, who requires that there should be something at the bottom where he can hold onto it directly, he holds that even if you're going to have minoi, even like Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can only be magid b'minoi, but he holds min b'minoi chaitzitz. The same min, if it's not an integral part of the mitzvah itself, then it is considered a chatzitza, even if it's the same min. So the Meforshim point out that really Rava could have responded, not kol lenoisoi, anything for beauty is not a chitzitza. Rava could have said that min b'minoi is ein chitzitz. But the Achronim explained that Rava wanted to teach a bigger chiddush, that even if we will add something that is not b'minoi, because we say that the whole thing that I'm doing it is because of Hadar, and therefore I can even do Shaloi B'minoi, I still will say Ein Echaitzitz, because Kol Anoi say Ein Echaitzitz. Ein Echaitzitz, if I do Minoi, then I could say Min B'minoi Ein Echaitzitz. But even if I do Shaloi B'minoi, I'm telling you a bigger Chiddush that Kol Anoi say is also Ein Echaitzitz. And now comes the second Machloikis between Rabbah and Rabbah. The Amar Rabbah. A person should not pick up a Hoshana, which again means the lulav and the hadasim, the ravas together, in a sudra, which is a scarf. As Rashi says, it's something that one wears on his shoulder. Rashi de Vermaskal, Loilinkit Inish, he's taking a sudra shebank safe of. You shouldn't pick up a lulav and hayshan and adasim and aravis together. The beina lakicha tama. It says lakach tem. We learn out you need a lakach, a lakicha tama, a complete lakicha. And since I have this sudr in between my hand and the chafetz of the mitzvah, it is not considered a complete taking, and I will not be yotze the mitzvah. There is a separation with the sudra. The Rava, or Rava disagrees, and Rava says, "Lakicha yideya davar acher shma lakicha." That if I take something through an intermediary item, that is still considered a lakicha. Amar Rava, minoa minola de lakicha yideya davar acher shma lakicha. Where can I prove? How can I prove to you that taking something through a intermediary item like a sudra will, yes, be considered a proper lakicha, and it will not be a chesaron of lakicha tama, this none, because we learned in a Mishnah Masechta Parah. We know that in order to matar someone who has tumas meis on him, it's necessary to sprinkle on him from the meichatas, and Rashi tells us that they used to bring from city to city. Rashi Divrei Maschil Ezev Kotzer says they used to bring the mechatas from city to city, and how did they transport it? In narrow reed tubes, b'shifoyfera shelkonim aruchais, and they used to have it ready whenever somebody became tummy mace, he could be sprinkled with this, the mechatas, and according to the din of the Torah, as it says in Bamidbor Perik Yutes Pasuk Yitches, v'lokach Ezev, one would take a hasap, v'tovel b'mayim, he would dip it into the water, and then he would spray the water on the person or the kelim that became tamei. So the Mishnah in Par, Masechta Par says, ezoiv kotzer, if you have a short hasap, in other words, it does not reach into this narrow reed tube. It's too short to reach the water that's in the tube. Misapko, he can lengthen the Ezev. How? By attaching to it, bechut, with a thread, bekush, or with a spindle. As Rashi says, Misapko, the Rashi which is opposite our Gemara, Misapko, marichoi, kidesipukoi, he lengthens it. How? Bekush, palach. Shehanashim tovesboi, which women use to spin threads, a spindle. And then v'toivel, he through extending it through this extension of the spindle or thread which is attached to the ezov, he's tovel it into the water. Now it reaches the water. Umala, he brings it up. Now va'oiches be'ezov. Now he cannot grab a hold of the spindle or the thread, as Rashi says. In Divrei Amaschol Elishma Mina, Rashi says, "Miu kishu mazet tzorch lechos beezoy b'mnei shem oichsoy besipukoy hu menaneh kam v'kam ve'ena mechavenu mazal akli." If he's going to now hold it after he did the tefillah, after he brought it up from the water, and he's going to use the spindle to spray, he will not be able to spray accurately. It will not reach the tamei mace. therefore, in order to shoot accurately, he has to now forget about the extension and oiches be'ezer. He has to grab a hold of the ezer itself, umazeh, and then he sprinkles the tummy mace. The question is, how could he initially lower the ezev by means of extension of the chut and the kush? It says in the pasuk, as we quoted, v'lokach ezev v'tovel b'mayim, amai v'lokach v'tovel amrachmana. He has to take it. He has to dip it in. How could he use an extension? Elalav shemamina. This is Rava's proof that l'kicha yidei davar akushma l'kicha. Since he took the ezev through the extension of the chut or kush, that's considered a good lakicha. It's not a chsorin of a lakicha of a tavel, and therefore he can use it for spraying on the tummy mace. The Gemara asks the question, Mimai, what's your proof? Dilma shani hasam, kiven de chavre kigufe dummy. What's your proof that, for example, when he grabs a hold of the Luvan Esrig and he's wearing a sudra on his arm, that is considered good, but his sudra is not attached to him in any way? But here, he made a connection. He was mechaber the ezev together with the chut or with the kush. And maybe that's the only case where we say l'kicha yidei avar achashmei l'kicha, because it becomes part, it's considered that this extension is part of the ezev itself. It's kigufei domi. How do we know in a case where it's not mechaber that we will also say l'kicha yidei avar achashmei l'kicha? Elamei hach, I'll bring you a proof from a different Mishnah in Masech Depor. Nafal mishifoi feres l'shukas pasol. The ashes were also of the poraduma were also brought in a tube of reeds, and they were to be poured into the shokes, into a trough where the water was. Let us see the Rashi, Divrei Maskil Nafal, the first wide line at the bottom of the Amud. Afa Afer, the ashes also a mevian bishifoi feres. They used to bring it in this tube. Mekatshim bo esamayim. They made the water holy. B'shoikes shel evan, in a trough of stone. Called ma'isa pora b'kli avodah ma'isa. They used to do imefshir. If it were at all possible, whatever they did with the pora was done in vessels made out of stones. While you're nice and afer, mishvei feres l'mayim shebishoikes. They used to take the afer and put it in from the tube and put it into the water in the trough. Sha'afer nice and lamala. You put the water in, and then on top of that you put the afer. As we learn in Masech Tesaita, Mayim Chaim El Keli, that the water has to be put directly into the keli. Sha'mayim nice and tchila El Keli. In the trough you first put the water. V'lo yafsik afer b'neim. You shouldn't put the afer first and make a hefsik between the water and the keli. The Rashi asks, "What is the nusnal of mayim?" Even though it says you should put water on the ashes, mukmina la'arvan. That means first you put the water in, then you put the ashes, and then you mix the ashes into water, and thereby you're putting the water over the ashes. The im kishabol l'kadesh. Now here's our case over here. If when he's coming to be mekadesh the mayim with through the ashes, nafala afer mishaferes l'shoikes shalayv mischaven. By accident, some ashes fell from the tube which was transporting the ashes into the trough. Pasul hakiddush. That's not a good kiddush. Debeinen velachumei offer sreifus chatas v'nasan. It's required that he has intention to take from the ashes and put it into the water. Sheilei keich biyadin v'nasan. He has to take it with his hands and put it in. Here it fell in. It is pasul. Continues the Gemara, quoting this Mishnah in Parah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Ha Hi Pilo Hu Kasher, says Rashi the top Rashi, B'mischavin, let's say he did have intention, Dum Yud Enaf Me'elav, similar to the case where it fell by itself. He didn't take it with his hands, the ashes, Shloi Achaz Be'efer Atzmoy, Elo Achaz B'Shufay Feres, V'Naru L'Tech Shagis Kasher. That would be Kasher. In other words, if he did the same thing which on Amid Aleph was Pasul, but instead of not having kavana, this time he did have kavana, which means that his hands didn't come, even though it says v'lokach, actually his hands did not come into contact with the afer. How did the afer get into the trough? He poured it in from the tube without touching the afer at all. It's kosher. Amai, the Gemara asked the question, why is it kosher? V'lokach v'nasan, Amar Rachmana. It says you have to take it and you have to put it in. Your hands have to touch the ashes. How is it kosher over here? Elalav shemamim, now this is approved, says Rava. That if you take something through an intermediary, like over here where he's pouring out the ashes by pouring the tube, even though his hands don't touch ashes, it is still a good lekicha. Tosa's shita is that when Rava permitted the sudra to be used for the lulav, it's only when he formed a holder to hold those three minim in it. But if in fact he wrapped a sudra around his hand, Tosa's shita is that even according to Rava, that would be pasul. That such a lekichai de delvaracher would be considered pasul, and that's the halacha. And in fact, the halacha tells us that a person is mechuyivta while he's carrying the lulav and esrig if he's wearing tefillin at that time. According to those who have a minhag to wear on Chol HaMoed tefillin, he should unwrap the ritzuos, he should take off any rings that he has, so that he has direct contact between his hands and the cheftza shel mitzvah. It would seem that when a woman who's noyeg to shake lulav and esrig does that, also it would be the correct thing, it would seem, to also remove their rings. The Omer Rabba, and Rabba said another halacha on which Rava argued. Loi lidoitz inish lulav b'yishana. A person should not poke his lulav into the yishana. Now, if he has the lulav in his hand, what is the yishana referred to? The other two minim. The Maril told us yishana refers to all three, but here where he's holding the lulav separate, the yishana, as Rashi tells us, refers to the arav and the adasim. He shouldn't stick into them the lulav into the arav and the adasim. The dilma nisri tarfi, maybe the leaves of the hadasim and the aravis will be separated through thrusting in the lulav, avi chatzitza. And then he has the lulav next to cut off leaves of hadasim and aravis, and that will form a separation, will form a chatzitza. V'rava Omar, Rabba goes l'shitasai, because Rabba holds that min b'minoi is chaitzeitz, that there is a chatzitza here between min b'minoi. However, Rava says no. Rava Amar min b'minoi ain't a chaitzeitz. What are you worried about? That the lulav will not be nisagay together with the hadasim and aravis, because there'll be these loose separated leaves. That's only a problem if you hold min b'minoi chaitzeitz. But I hold min b'minoi ain't a chaitzeitz. And therefore, there's not a problem. It's considered that all these minim are nisaged, are connected together properly into one unit, and there's no problem of a chatzitza. Now we have another machlokes between Rabba and Rav, and actually this is the last machlokes in this inyan. V'amar Rabba lo ligos inish lulva b'yishana. As Rashi explains, if the lulav is much longer than the Haishana, and here we are referring to the Arava, here where we're speaking about a lulav as apart from the Haishana, here we're referring to Haishana as the Arava, it's much longer than the Haishana, so he wants to cut off the lulav, so don't cut it off while it's in a state of igud, of being connected, tied up with the Haishana. Why? Because when you cut off the bottom of the lulav, you're going to leave the mishtar hutza. You're going to leave the leaf of the lulav, which has now been cut off. It's no longer attached to the trunk of the lulav, and it's going to cause a separation, a chatzitza, between the minim. V'avi chatzitza. And again, Rabba l'shitasei holds min b'minoi is chaitzeitz. But Rav Amar, Rav goes l'shitasa, and he argues, and Rabbi says, that's not a problem. You don't have to separate the lulav, as Rabbi said, and cut it off there, and then there will be no loose leaves as a chitzitza. No, even if you do it while it's all tied together, and even if there are, as a result, there are loose leaves that will not be considered a chatzitza, because min b'mina, if it's all the same min, einoi chaitzeitz, it's not considered to be a chatzitza. Now comes a series of halachas which Rabba himself said and Rava did not argue with. V'amar Rabba, and Rabba said, hadas shel mitzvah, the hadas that was set aside for the mitzvah of the dald minim, osel ariach, by one should not smell it on sukkahs. Esrig shall mitzvah mutter l'richbar. However, the esrig of a mitzvah is mutter to smell it. My time. What's the difference? Hadas l'reich l'koi. Since the main function of a hadas is for smell, kiyakze. When he sets it aside, it's hooked to the mitzvah. So he set it aside for the mitzvah of the dal minim reich akze. That's what he was setting it aside from. I don't want to have pleasure from it. I just want to use it for the mitzvah. So therefore, since its main function is reyach, that's what he's now not on sukkah is not allowed to do. He's not allowed to smell it. Esrig, but an esrig de lachila koi. Its main function is to eat it. Ki akze, when he set it aside to do the mitzvah of esrig me'achila akze, he only set it aside from eating it. However, he did not set it aside from smelling it, and therefore one would be permitted on sukkah to smell it. The Amar Rabbah, and now Rabbah said another halacha, and as Rashi tells us, this halacha refers to the whole year on Shabbos, for example. Hadas b'mechuber mutter l'riach boy. If you have a hadas that's stuck into the ground on Shabbos, one can smell it. Esrig b'mechuber. If you have an esrig on an esrig tree, also l'riach boy, you should not smell it on Shabbos. What's the difference? My timer. Hadas l'riach koi. Hadas that is made for smell. Ishar yisleh. If you're going to allow him to smell it while it's attached to the ground, loy osi l'mikzeh. He will not come to detach the hadas from the ground because the function is smell. He's able to smell it while it's all in the ground. We're not worried. He's going to detach it. However, esrig l'achi l'koi. Esrig is made to eat. Ishar yisleh. If you permit him to smell it, and he has not yet fulfilled the main purpose of the esrig, which is to eat, by smelling it, he'll forget that it's Shabbos. Us l'mikzei, we're worried that once he smells it, he'll either cut it off from the ground, or even if he eats it while it's attached to the ground, Rashi says, in Divrei HaMashal, be'esrig d'lachiv l'koi, in the end of the Rashi, ein lach toilish gadol mizeh, that there's no greater toilish than eating it directly from the tree and separating it from the tree, he'll come to do it. So therefore, one should not smell an esrig on Shabbos. The Omer Rabbah said another halacha, lulav b'yamin. The lulav is taken in the right hand, the esrig is smelled, the esrig is taken in the left hand. My time, me, what's the reason? Why not the reverse? Because hani klasa mitzvahs, v'hai chada mitzvah. Since the lulav has three mitzvahs attached to it, it has the lulav d'adas and the rabbis. The esrig is only one, so we give prominence to the right hand by holding the three mitzvahs of lulav, hadasim, and arabbis. Armele Rav Yirmila Rav Zreika, my time lam rechin el al natilas lulav. Why is the bracha on Natilas Lulav and not on Natilas Esrig? Chayyur Esrig is the most chashur of the Dald Minim. The answer is, Hoyel Ugvaya Mikulon. Since it is the tallest of all, so Rashi says that the Gemara's Havim, and it was, that since we learned that the Shedra of the Lulav has to go Lamaila from the Hadas Atefach, so since it is lifted up above the Aravim and the Adasim, therefore we make on Natilas Lulav. Ask the Gemara, Ulag Biel Esrig. So lift up the Esrig on top of the Lulav and make the Bracha al Natilas Esrig. Ulag Biel Esrig ulavorech. Amar lei. No, you didn't understand what I meant. Hoyelu b'minoi gevoya mikulon. Since the Lulav, amongst all the four minim, is the tallest of all of them, that's why we made the Bracha on the tallest one, and we made the Bracha al Natilas Lulav. There's an interesting machloikis which the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph Ois Tes Vav brings down. This is a machloikis between the Orchis Chaim and the Taz. If a person is Yotzei when he has all four minim in his hand, in his right hand. We learned in our Gemara the Lulav should be in the right hand and the Esrig in the left. What happens if he put all four minim in his right hand? The Orchis Chaim says he's Yotzei, the Taz says he's not Yotzei, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if a person made his Natilas Lulav in this fashion by holding all four minim in his one hand, he should do it over the correct way with lulav b'yamin and esrig b'smol. However, he should not make a bracha because safik brachas lahakol, since according to the Orchis Chaim, in fact, it is kosher that way. Therefore, a bracha one should not make. Continues the Mishnah. V'heichon ayu menanin. When did they do the mitzvah d'rabbanan of shaking the lulav? At what point in the halal did they do it? The Mishnah answers. B'hoidu l'Hashem t'chilav v'soiv. As Rashi explains, that Perek Kuf Yud Ches and Tehillah begins with Hodu L'Hashem and ends with Hodu L'Hashem. And even though in the halal we break it up into various sections, But since that is the beginning of the end of that perik, so therefore one should be minaneya, should shake the lulav at the, when he says hoidu Hashem at the beginning and hoidu Hashem at the end. And also, uba'ana Hashem ha'shiyana. Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that you should only shake the lulav at Ana Hashem Hashia and not Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Ube Shammai disagree, and they hold Af Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, one should also shake the lulav. Tosfos and Divrei Amasal, the third Tosfos on the Amud, Behoidu Hashem Tchil V'Soif, around 10 lines from the start of the Tosfos. The Tosfos says the time of the Beis Hillel Af Al Pisha Ain Ana Hashem Hashia Tchil V'Saperik V'Soif Aperik. It's not the beginning and the end of a perik as we had by Hoidu Hashem. Minaneim, why? Mishum dechsev. It says a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Oz Yiradenu Atzei Hayor Milifnei Hashem Kivolish Paris Oretz. So, and we as Tosfos will explain that Oz then after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't know did we win the din or did the Umas Olam win the din. So then Klal Yisrael will rejoice when they shake the Dalad Minim. They shake the Atzei Hayor. The trees of the forest, referring to the Dalad Minim, then we will rejoice when Milifnei Hashem Kivolish by the Sarts, when he's coming to judge the land. Uksiv Basrei, Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv Kilam Chazdei. Uksiv Nami Basrei, Vimru Hoshienu Alekei Yishenu. Vahainu, as Tosfos explains, Yiranu Shaminanim Esalulav. Umishapchen Behoidu Bona Hashem Hashiana. So now, since the pasuk there continues, Vimru Hoshienu Alekei Yishenu, so that's how, from where Beis Hillel learns out that we should be menaneya it when we say Ana Hashem Hashiana, but since it doesn't say over there Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, therefore one should not do it there. However, Beis Shammai say that since we have a pasuk Ana Hashem Hashiana followed by Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, if we're going to shake by Ana Hashem Hashiana, we should also shake by Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Amar Rabbi Akiva, continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said, Soifa Yisib Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. I looked at Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, how they, when they were shaking the lulav during Hallel, and I saw, Shekola Om Hayuminaneim Es Lulaveim. All the people were shaking their lulav, not only by Ana Hashem Hashiana, but even like Beis Shammai, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. So the people thought the Allah is like Beis Shammai. Vehem, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Ninanu, Elab Ana Hashem Hashiana. They paskan like Beis Hillel. That's why Rabbi Kiva is saying this, to tell us that the Allah is like Beis Hillel, that one is only Minanea by Ana Hashem Hashiana. Begins the Gemara, Nanua Mandchar Shmei. Who mentioned anything about shaking a lulav? Says Rashi, Divrei Maskil Nanu, the first Rashi in the Gemara, She Adam Chayav L'Nanei, the Pshita Leilatana Koboy Heichen Hoyim Nanei. In other words, this is similar to the beginning of Shas and Brachas, like Tana Heichen Koy, the Tani Me'emesai. Which pasuk is Me'emesai Karnas Hashma based on? Now, you're accepting a given. The given is that you're supposed to be Naneya. The Mishnah starts off, where were they been Naneya? Who knows anything about, who spoke about that there's a mitzvah to be Naneya? That you ask me where your Naneya first established that there is such a mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Koi, we have mentioned the mitzvah of Nanua. Where do we mention it? Earlier on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, the beginning of our parak here. We said that Kol Lulav Sheyesh Bo Shlosha Tvachim, every Lulav that has three Tvachim, and we put in a vav ukidelunanea boy, plus it has a little bit of tefach in order to shake, is kosher. In other words, a lulav had to have four tvachim. So we see that the Mishnah there on Chav Tes Amud Beis already mentioned the concept of ninua. So therefore, our Mishnah picks up on that at the Kamar and says, Heichem nanein. Since you mentioned that you're supposed to be minaneya, you were alluding to the mitzvah derabbanim of shaking a lulav. Where in the halal do you actually do the shaking? Tanan hasam. We learned over there in Masechta Menachos, shtei halechem u'shnei kivsei atzeres. There is a mitzvah to shake on Shavuos the two breads that were made from wheat flour and the two kvasim that were brought on Shavuos. Kate said, Uaisa, how does he do the waving? Maniach shtei alechem al gav shnei kvasim. He puts the two breads on the two lambs while they're still alive. Umaniach yadei tachtem. He puts his hand underneath them. Umaniach umoilid umevi. He waves it by bringing it putting it away from him and bringing it close to him. He does this in all four directions, north, south, east, west. Mala umayrid, and then he brings it up and brings it down. Shenam, right, the pasuk says, asher hunav, that this had to be waved, vasher huram, and this had to be lifted up. So in other words, he does this hanafa and harama in six directions, north, south, east, west, and up and down. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, moylechu mevi lemisha arba ruche shalai, Kayin would put it in four directions, as Rashi says, three lines from the bottom, mitzvah zu onu oisum l'shmoi kain marabanafasai, by waving it in four directions, he is demonstrating that I am doing this as a mitzvah to Hashem, who controls and rules the four corners of the world. Mala umayrit, continues the Gemara, lifts it up and down. Let me sheshman v'archloi to who owns Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who owns heaven and earth. B'marava masnachi, in Marava they learned as follows: Amar Rav Chama bar Okva, Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina. Moiluch maybe. Why does he put it in four directions? He puts it away from himself, brings it close to himself. Kedei latzar ruchos rois, in order to close, to ward off the winds that cause damage, and malu moirid, he lifts it up and down, kedei latzar talolim roim, in order to withhold the bad dews. That is the reason why he lifts up and down and four directions the shtei alechem together with the shnei kivsei atzeres. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, Vitam Rabbi Yosef bar Zvila. So Rabbi Yosef bar Avin said, and some say it in the name of Rabbi Yosef bar Zvila, Zois Ameris, this teaches us, and now we turn to the Lamed Ches Amed Aleph, Shiyare Mitzvah Akvanus Peronius, that the remainder of a mitzvah, the leftover part of the mitzvah, in other words, that part which is not the Ikr Kapara, as Rashi explains on the top Rashi here, that shiari mitzvah shehi shirayim she'ena ikr la'akava kapora, that even though if I didn't do the moilechu mevi and I didn't do the malu moirid on the shtei alechem, it's not ma'akev. We learn out from Sukkim that it's not ma'akev, as Rashi tells us in the second Rashi. Ve'ena ma'akevus, as we could assign in B'Torah's Kahanim, and the Gemara in Yuma brings down, it says, L'tnufa l'chaper. And the Gemara asks, is tnufa, v'chi tnufa m'chaperus, v'aloyen kapor ela b'dam. It's the dam that causes the kapor. Ela, shem osa l'tnufa shiyori mitzvah, sheshaira v'loy osa, he made the tnufa into a leftover, meaning he didn't do it. Malol, he left it over. Malol avakasav keilu loyasa min hamufcher. You didn't do it the best. But v'chiper kolay ma'afel piken kiper she'ain tzarch lahavi korban achi. You don't have to bring another korban. You did receive kapara. So Gemara says shiari mitzvah ma'akven as a pranis. And even though this is not ma'akik, if you didn't do it, you just didn't do a mitzvah and a mufcher. But your yotzei, the korban of the shtei alechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres, and that leftover mitzvah, which is not ma'akev, yet it has the power within it to be ma'akev as a pranius. Sharei tnufa shiari mitzvah, as we just explained, the tnufa is considered shiari mitzvah, voitzeres, and it holds back ruchas of tol roim, as we learned before on daf lamed zayin mabez, that it holds back the evil effects, the bad effects of bad winds and bad dews. The Amar Rava, why do we bring this whole sugya in? It has nothing to do with lulav. So Rava says it does have to do with lulav. The chain belulav, just like you make moiluch mevi and you go to the malu moirud, you go to all six directions by the shtei alechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres. Who adin by lulav? One has to shake the same way. The exact method in which direction, in which order one goes, is a machlokes rishonim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov mamtile maisile. He would bring the lulav away from his body, and he would bring it then back to his body in the six directions. And when he did it, he made the following statement: Omar, dein gira beina de sitna. This should be an arrow in the eyes of the sutton, as the Mephoshim explained, because the Satan wants to stop us from doing mitzvahs. Not only we do the main mitzvah, we do the shiori mitzvah, because the nanuim on Sukkot of the lulav and esrog are also not ma'ak of the kapara. They're mitzvah derabbanan, and they're like shiori mitzvah. And yet the Satan can't stop us. We're going to do the main mitzvah deraisa. We're going to do the shiori mitzvah as well. And the Gemara says, "V'lav milsi," as Rashi explains, that this is not the derech. Ein nachal loymer kain. It's not what Rav Acha bar Yaakov did and said is not appropriate. Why? Mishum da asili guribay. Because the Satan, who is also, Rashi tells us, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, shehu yetzor ra, when he hears this statement of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, this challenging statement to him, he musters all his forces and he says, "I'm going to show Rav Acha bar Yaakov, I'm going to show anybody who tries to do this that I'm going to fight him tooth and nail, that I will try to stop him from mitzvah." So you're just enraging and inciting the Yetzirah to try to block your mitzvahs. It's not a good idea to do this. Rather, do the Nanuim without the statement of Gira, Dain Gira, Be'enei Desitna.